Okay guys, thank you so much for coming and listening to the audio version of Apun Ka Podcast episode 1 about 75 Hard with Jeetu. The video version is also available on YouTube. The link would be in the bio of my Instagram account at Apun Ka Podcast or at Apun Ki Journey. And in this audio version, there is some disturbance due to the rain, but it is only for 2 to 3 minutes. So please bear with me for that time. And I wish you well. Thank you for coming. Okay guys, welcome to Apun Ka Podcast. This is the episode 1, season 1. Okay. Last was episode 0 with Siddharth Bhaiya. And now, in this episode, me and Jeetu, mostly me, are going to discuss about 75 Hard.
Yeah.
And we are going to tell you why we believe every one of you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the things that it, you know, inculcates in you? It brings out so many good things that every one of you, I can estimate that you guys want to develop in you. Like self-esteem, self-worth, self-belief, self-respect, integrity, grit, perseverance, consistency, commitment, dedications. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyone who's listening, I don't think you do not want to build that in yourself by any chance that, oh no, I don't want self-respect. Nobody's like that. Okay, so please listen through it. There are 5 rules. I'll mention them in the caption or somewhere else as well.
And also, I think all the links.
All the links in the YouTube video. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
In the podcast, it's a anchor. It's a different thing, the audio thing. But anyway, so listen through it and I hope it brings you values. Anything else you would like to say, Jeetu?
No, Apun.
Oh, all right. Then I'll start calling you Zeta Zaid.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, guys. So, tune in. Thank you guys for tuning into Apun Ka Podcast, Season 1, Episode 1, with Jeetu. Stop it. Okay, so we are live on Apun Ka Podcast. And, I'm not sure if I'm in the film or aage aa jata hai. Hey, hello guys.
Hello
guys. Again, guys and girls, all guys is in the gender neutral term. I'll keep this here. Hai na, thoda zor se hota. I hope I'm in the frame. I am in the frame.
Me too.
Just go and check once if you can. No?
Oops.
I am?
Thoda aage aa ja.
Yeah. Fine? Okay. Haan, come sit. We've already spent like 43 seconds of our viewers in doing this stuff.
Yeah, it's okay. We're gonna like crop this part, right?
Probably not. Authenticity. Okay. Okay, so.
Okay, it's raining.
Yeah, it's raining. And speak loudly.
Okay,
yes. Why am I interrupting you? Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So basically, it's raining now, but then Apun was like, so that is the kind of dedication you need for 75 Hard. So even if it's raining, even if there's a tsunami, or no matter what, you'll have to do what you have to
tsunami.
Do. Basically, that's the kind of mental strength you need. So he went on suggesting me that let's do the podcast.
Before we get to that part, I would like to tell that, okay, this podcast is like the main focus that we came with was to tell about 75 Hard. Because on 9th September, I go and start this thing again. And what I do is I go and start. I already said that. So yeah, I'm thinking of starting 75 Hard again, and I want as many people who can to start it along with me. And Jeetu here, Jitendra Reddy, has had some experience with 75 Hard before.
Besides just taking 4 days of experience.
4 days.
Yeah.
But still, like, I want you guys to listen to this, that what he tells about his experience, because what even 4 days of it led to his thing. Okay, so he'll explain that and why, like, he wants to do it again and this time complete it and so in the correct order. So that is the aim that we were thinking of recording this podcast with. So 9 September 2019, I start again. Today is, as we record this, okay, my watch is not working. 17th. See, this is the.
But I think this video is gonna go live a bit
This
later.
will go 1 week later, probably. Yeah. So the next
So,
Thursday.
yeah.
So 17th August 2019 right now, and we are sitting here at the Northeast Point for our audio listeners. By the way, this is on the YouTube also. This will be live, hopefully, and if there's no problem. So we are sitting at the Northeast Point right now. I hope you guys can hear the subtle sound of the rain. It's drizzling right now.
It's,
GoPro is okay now. It increased, and I hope there's no risk with my phone thing.
I hope.
Hopefully, yeah. So we do that, and okay, it's getting really up. थोड़ा ज़्यादा हो रहा है. But anyways, GoPro is waterproof. So the thing is, we were thinking of recording this in the room, but then I was like, and it started raining. So room ke baad the idea was ki we'll go outside and then record because of the location. Like, what a wow. Just look
exactly.
at the mountain,
yeah.
hill station vibes. So, but then I was like, then it started raining. And then I was like, okay, let's go and record this podcast outside just to prove that this is like conditions are not always going to be perfect, but the job needs to get done. And I can see the lens getting the water droplets. The video might be distorted, but that is the authentic video. And we don't have anything to wipe it with right now anyway. So our clothes will also be wet soon. So
Ready.
So this is what we are trying to prove. And now we'll talk about 75 hard as well, what it is and why I believe everyone who is listening should do it without any excuses. And it is the best thing so far that I have done for my personality development. And I would say I have not completed it correctly. But okay, so Jeetu, I would like you to please explain what is 75 hard and then your experience of trying it.
Okay, so basically when I got to know about 75 hard, when Pratima started uploading his stories in Apun Ki Journey, so basically he had this theme, I think this black and white theme, which was, we had this like 75 hard and then...
Oh, that
then
template,
then,
yeah.
We had the template, so there was
every
like
day, yeah.
75 days in a row. So that got me interested because the template was pretty cool. So I just went and checked out like the owner of the template, which was Andy Fisella. So, oh my god, man. Okay, fine. So I got to know that there were a certain rules to complete 75 hard. So basically, how many rules?
Five things that you need to get done. Do you remember the five of them?
I kind of do, maybe. The
okay,
first one
start.
Is no cheat meals no matter what.
Follow a diet, zero cheat meals, zero alcohol.
Yeah.
And... we'll explain those rules later on. Let's just get through them.
Yeah. So the second rule is you have to drink 1 gallon of water a day, which is around
3.78 liters.
And then you have to take a progress picture every single day. And also
that is the fifth one.
Yeah. Anyways. Indoor workout and outdoor workout. So the outdoor workout has to be 45 minutes at least. Is that it? No.
There needs to be two workouts.
Mm-hmm.
One of them needs to be outdoors.
And it has to be 45 minutes.
Yeah, both of them need to be minimum 45 minutes each. And the thing is, ki you can do both of them outdoors, but one of them needs to be outdoors. So it is not necessary for you to do one indoor.
Okay.
Just two workouts, one of them must be outdoors.
Cool. So I used to do like indoor and outdoor. So anyways. And what did I miss?
You missed that part. So, we are done with the workouts. Okay, book reading.
Oh,
so,
right. 10 minutes.
Hello, guys.
10 pages, right?
So, yeah, 10 pages of a self-help, entrepreneurial or self-improvement book which helps you grow. So, Naughty won't help you. Like, that doesn't count. It may or may not help you. So, non-fiction, entrepreneurial, self-help, self-improvement book. I would, if you haven't started, I can recommend you a few names. DM me or I'll just let you know. The 5am Club is a good one. How to Win Friends and Influence People, that is an exceptional book. Think and Grow Rich. And there's so many others as well, we'll get to that. So these are the five rules again. Now let's just explain them in detail. So the rule number one, which is follow a diet, zero cheat meals and no alcohol. So the no alcohol part is non-negotiable. Zero cheat meals again is non-negotiable. If you even, so let's say, okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. So you follow a diet, right? So if in that diet you decide you are not going to take any refined sugar and then you eat a chewing gum, and I'm taking this example specifically, you'll get to know why soon. So if you eat a chewing gum, then you fail the program, that is, and you start, if you, any of these five things, if you fail in any one of them, you start over at day zero.
But then again, you have the liberty of like deciding your diet, because
Yeah.
not everybody is on the same track when it
Again,
comes
so
to
yeah,
diet.
so it's up to you to decide what comes in your diet. It needs to be according to your fitness goal. That is what the
Exactly.
thing is. So you cannot say that pizza is in my diet.
Because
That is
it's not gonna help you in any
needless to
fitness
say,
goal.
but still for some people, I think we should clarify that.
Yeah.
And so that is up to you. You define your diet, but then once you have done that, full commitment, zero cheat meals and no alcohol. So you can decide apart from the no alcohol what other things you will or will not include. So that's that. So that's that. And then the second rule was two workouts. Okay, again, workout, you can decide what is a workout for you. So if you are playing TT intensely for an hour, you can constitute that as a workout. It's up to you. You can constitute running for 45 minutes as a workout. Even walking counts as a workout. This has okay, so you guys don't even need to be listening to this podcast. You need to be listening to Andy Frizzella's podcast about 75 Hard, which is the original one. So, but just to get the word out, because people are not listening to that for some reason and they are not thinking of doing that, which is like the very strange thing to me, to be honest, but I can kind of see that why people won't do it. There's this bitch who is telling them not to do it. It's hard. Plus, other than that, also, like, people are just ignorant, frankly speaking.
But then still wouldn't matter because you're covering most of the stuff here.
Yeah,
But
so
then
that is why I'm saying that I decided that we should talk them, so people who know us personally, if they listen and if that brings some change in their life, and if you guys
exactly.
follow through with the 75 hard, right, that will change your life in just 75 days, and 75 days is a pretty small price to pay for that.
And in my personal experience with the podcast, I did not know about the podcast before, like I think I listened to it one night before starting 75 Hard. I was planning on starting it someday, but the minute I heard the podcast, I started right away from the next day. It is very, very, very,
Impactful,
very impactful,
powerful,
trust
yeah.
me.
So then about the workout thing. So two workouts, and one of them needs to be outdoors. So what is meant by outdoors is not basically not necessarily running outdoors or doing something that can only be done outdoors. You can take your gym equipment outside. You could do your bicep curls outside, but you need to be outside.
Though it's
So
not allowed on campus, getting out the stuff from gym.
yeah, gym stuff. For NU related activities, you cannot take the gym stuff out of it, but the concept is that. So you could do skipping or you could go for a run. So like that is again coming to this thing. This is what we said, that this thing teaches you, the outdoor workout, that the conditions are not always going to be perfect, the outdoor conditions, but the job has got to get done.
Like today.
Yeah, so today we decided that we'll shoot a video outside because of the surroundings. But then it started raining, and then we almost decided that no, we'll shoot it in the room anyways, and it will be more silent. So you guys might have heard some cars moving, some people in the background, so that will happen. But then we were like, no, just to prove this point, because leading by example is a very good type of leadership, if not the best, I would say. What do you think, Deepu?
Yeah, agreed.
So yeah, I'm speaking a lot, I know. I'll just
No, sorry, go
get
on.
to that, but just so that I can explain the thing. So that is why we chose this outdoor location, and in this, and of course I am in this thing. This is the first video which I'll be uploading on YouTube on Apunka podcast, and
And we are dressed up this way.
yeah, we are dressed up, not in our best clothes or not even in our class clothes, not the general okay clothes which people wear in college. So anyways, that is fine, but the job needs to get done. That is what we are showing by example here. And I want it to rain even more, even though my phone is getting wet. I hope it still works. So yeah, that thing, I want it to rain, and I wanted it to be like this way, which it is right now, that we start without the rain, and then it rains heavily, or it rains more intensely, or yeah, it rains. So that was the third thing about the book reading thing. Again, 10 pages of active reading. Now, what is active reading? Again, it is not a storybook that you are reading. You are reading a self-improvement, self-help book, or something which will help you grow. So you need to be taking notes. You need to highlight those parts which get you. You need to read the book with the intention that you take away some values from it. All right, so 10 pages of that you read according to whatever time it takes you. For some people it may be easy, but do that for 75 days straight, and then we'll talk about it. And the last thing, coming to that, and audiobooks are not counted. So there was this guy, Charlie Rocket, who is a good person to follow on Instagram, and he was doing 75 hard. He did it for 70 days straight. Not a single workout missed, not any cheat meals. And the thing he was doing was he was listening to 10 minutes, I guess, of, I don't know how you measure pages in audio, but he was listening to the audiobook. So that's where he failed on day 72, I think. And then he started over or something. So that's the amount of seriousness. You need to be able to pay attention. This challenge, this 75 hard challenge, is not a physical transformation challenge. This is not another internet challenge. This is a mental toughness challenge. And I promise you, whatever you want to build in life, see, don't take it that the gangs of Vasapur van go. So,
oh my god.
Yeah. So that jeep. So yeah, whatever you want to, don't take my word for it, because I've not done any such big thing in life, but take Andy Frizzella's word for it. And if you guys have not checked out his content, please do. All of his podcasts are exceptional. They are very valuable. So you should do that at Andy Frizzella, AndyFrizzella. Okay, that's Andy Frizzella. So you should, that's the spelling.
Yeah.
Okay. Your expression confused me for a while. So yeah, that's the thing. And it's a mental toughness challenge. It's not the physical transformation thing, because you are not allowed to skip any workout, any meal, not allowed to have any cheat meals. So for a physical transformation thing, there are cheat meals and there are other ways for better results, but this will get you that physical result as well. Okay, just look up hashtag 75 hard on Instagram. You'll see multiple before day one, day 75 photos. And the last thing is, yeah, the last thing coming from the book part, and why I related the book to mental toughness again, is why you have to learn to follow simple instructions. If you mess up any one of them without compromise, you have to start over at day zero. Another example of that, Jitu will be giving us shortly how he messed up and the amount of integrity it takes for you to successfully complete it. The last thing, the easiest part I would say of 75 hard is taking a progress pic every single day. That's it. So you just go in your workout clothes, or you know, just a photo without your shirt on, and you click the photo for 75 days straight. That is a progress photo for you. So, and you people think it's simple, but people forget it. That is again the important little details, mental toughness. So one guy whose Instagram account is jcann something something, so jcann, I think, if you search that in my following list, if you search that, you'll find. So my account on Instagram is at apunkijourney, which I'm talking about, not for marketing purposes, but most of the people who are listening already know about it. Anyway, so that guy, he did it for 70 days straight, and the next day he woke up, he went to post that progress photo, and it was not there in his gallery. So he forgot to take a photo, a simple photo, at day 70, and he started over at day zero, and he completed 75 hard, and he's on to phase one and phase two, which is what we'll tell you later. So now, Jitu, coming to your experience, so these were the five things of 75 hard. Do check out Andy Frizzella's account for that and his podcast. But by the way, you won't need to, but you should, okay, because we are telling you all the things. 9th September, it is a Monday, so for most people, we'll start on Monday. Weak mentality, including mine as well. So now, Jitu, your experience.
Yeah.
What happened with you?
So listening to the Andy Frizzella's, what you say, the podcast, so it gave me a lot of boost. So I started this 75 hard the next day itself. On day one, what exactly went wrong was I did plan my diet. I was in a like bulk-up plan back then. So I was like, yeah. So I was hitting the gym every day. So apparently what went wrong was I had this class, lab class, where I tend to eat, what you say, chewing gum. So one of my friends offered me chewing gum, and then I just subconsciously took it, and then yeah, I started chewing it, and then I realized, shit. So that was on day one. So I failed on day one by eating a chewing gum. So,
but that is his integrity, which you see, that he accepted that is a failure, that is not a part of my diet, and Hence, I'll again start
Exactly.
over a day.
So the point is that is the end point of 75 hours. So if you like really stay dedicated and if you maintain your integrity, that is when you can actually see mental transformation. Or else like it's obsolete, right?
Because it develops all these qualities like self-respect, self-worth, self-esteem, integrity, grit, perseverance, and stuff. So that is why it needs to, you know, like you need to do hard things to prove yourself that you are capable of doing hard things.
Yeah.
So if you do them daily, on a daily basis, it will develop these qualities, and there's no way if you cheat yourself that you're going to develop these. And there's no way other than doing this yourself.
Also, after that, I started the self-reward program again for the second time. And I survived to day 3. And on day 3, what went wrong was I forgot to take my water bottle with me. So apparently, I was relying on water source like from glasses and taps. So I really could not measure it. And apparently, by kind of getting an average measure, I got to know that I did not drink, say, 3.7 liters of water. I might have...
You did not finish the requirement.
Yeah. And so, I did everything else. Like, I did finish my workouts, I read a book, everything. But then, at the end of the day, I had this feeling that, you know, I might not have, you know, like, had enough water today. So, fail again. So, yeah. So, you might think, like, drinking water... Especially taking a progress picture and then also reading a book. These might sound easy, but then they're not. You forget them, right? So you have to pay attention on each and every detail, and then you have to make a proper schedule and then stick to it no matter what. That's the only way I think is to succeed the 75 hour program. Yeah.
For every single day for 75 days straight. That
yeah.
is the thing. As Andy Frizzella again said in his podcast that anyone can have one perfect day once in a while. But for you to do all these things every single day for 75 days, that is not easy as people think it might be. And
so I hope that
then what happened to your day 4? On day 4 was this water thing with you.
It was on day 3.
Day 3 again. Okay, so that is what you're saying. One day that and again.
Yeah, so that like total
4 days. And what happened with me was I completed that 75 days thing, and technically I did, but then again I did not, because what happened was walking is allowed to be counted as a workout, but and I did count it as a workout a lot of times, and this happened with me that after I had completed, I was seeing some of the stories of Andy Frizzell and stuff, and this guy said that he did not have any energy. But each step felt like a very heavy step to take, and it was very difficult to just even walk for 45 minutes outdoor workout. So he did that just so that he could complete his 2 workouts, and then I felt like no, I made it too easy for myself. The whole name of the program is 75 hard, so it's not supposed to be easy, and I made it easy. So that is somewhere where I, you know, kind of brought back my integrity, and I was like, no, I did not do it right, and I need to do it again. And when I do it, it will be hard. And see, that is where your integrity comes, because you are allowed to be the judge and the jury. You are allowed to decide what counts as a workout and what does not. So for me, taking 245 minute sessions, I used to count that as a workout in the last 10 or 15 days of 75 hard. But again, then it was not supposed to be that. So, like, that's where your integrity comes in. You need to decide again, is it too easy or is it the right thing that I'm doing? So, if you're going to the gym, you're working out every day, you're lifting weights twice in a day. So, then the frequency of, you know, are you not allowing your muscle to recover? So, if that's the case, and then you're working out, like for me, I'm taking that as a personal example. If I'm not allowing my muscles to recover, and I'm just hoping to give them that time that I'm walking and covering that. Like I'm walking for the workout and letting my muscles heal so that the next day I can again go in the gym and kill the workouts. So for me, then that walk is an okay walk. But then just walking every day for two times 45 minutes, that seemed too easy for me. So that's where I stopped, where I drew the line. And therefore, I'm also again starting it. Because I know it is totally worth it, and it is the hardest thing that I'll ever do, probably.
So there's that. And then comes the Live Hard program, which is another different thing. First, I think people should just do
Finish the
75
75.
hard. They'll get to know the Live Hard program anyway. So there will be, I guess, I'm making an estimate here, and mark my words, there will be around 10 to 15 people, under 15 people
Joining the
total,
Live program.
including me, including you,
Yeah, cool.
who will be joining us, who will be starting on or before 9 September or even like midway. And out of those, only I think one, like only me would be able to complete. Maybe you as well, like one or two. I believe you will be able to complete it. Then there's another guy from my batch. Should I take the name? Yeah, anyways, so because tarif ho rahi hai, they won't object, hopefully. So Shashwat is there, Shashwat Mishra. He can stay committed and dedicated, as I've noticed that. So if he decides mentally that I'm going to go all in, then I think he might be able to do that. But I believe that you will be able to do that. I for sure am going to do that, because I've been thinking a lot about it in the recent
This
times.
person, we never know, like,
Yeah.
we never know who else might finish it.
Who else, yeah, with the conviction that it takes. But I believe like two, maybe one person else apart from us will be
Okay,
able to complete it.
let's see.
Just one person. And I hope you prove me wrong here. Definitely, I hope you prove me wrong. But I don't think so.
But I think when are we starting? 9th, right?
9th September.
So,
That is a Monday.
which means there's gonna be exams in between.
Yeah.
Also,
There's going to be all kinds of things. That is the point, whole point.
of
So,
course it is. That's what I'm
yeah.
just like pointing things out, like for
There's
people to
going to
know.
be exams. You need to do your two workouts anyways. So
Even
again,
though there's
that,
an exam,
see,
yeah.
just me saying this sentence, a lot of people were like, I'm not going to do this.
Also,
They
you have
just
to read
went
your book.
saying, book, yeah, 10 pages of that book.
Even though you got exams.
Yeah.
Plus, I think exams here are mostly like let's study in the night before and then you don't
You
sleep the entire
you
night.
can manage it, but this is the thing that we make excuses and like stuff that there's exams and stuff. But I've noticed this thing, if you study like properly, there's not a lot of time that you need to study. It's not like you need to study 12 hours in a day. And like there's
Obviously.
maybe one or two people who are doing that in their exam times, and they score regardless. So they score very high. The other people who are in the average range, they keep saying this thing, yaar exams hai, like I have my exams, I won't be able to play cricket, I won't be able to go to the gym, that is why I'm not going to the gym and stuff. So I've seen this thing. So there will be a lot of things. There will be birthdays, there will be outings, there will be events, there will be Sinusoid, the
Oh,
tech fest
right.
of our college. If you start in September, yeah, definitely in October, in Sinusoid, there will be stalls, you won't be able to eat it. Like, you will be able to, but you will not eat if you are committed. Otherwise, you'll fail. Like,
Again,
unhealthy, unhealthy
depends
stuff.
on your diet again.
So, but you cannot choose unhealthy stuff now.
Suppose you can choose like paneer and
Paneer is fine.
throw the gravy and eat paneer, suppose, from the outside. Just
Well,
get the
then,
flavor. Yeah.
again, it's up to you. Okay, so, cheetah are biting.
Yeah, and also mosquitoes, and also I think earthworms
But
in here.
no earthworms.
I hope not.
The job has got to get done, 75
Yeah.
hard mentally. So, anything else?
Yeah, so I really don't know. It's just been like for me 4 days, but then you've done 75 days, right?
Yeah.
So what mental changes did you actually observe?
Oh, so Jeetu ka podcast now. You
But
interviewed.
yeah, I
Okay.
think.
Okay, the mental changes. Okay. One thing is, I used to be very hesitant in approaching people just to talk to or even say hi. Regardless of if I am their senior or they are juniors or they have just joined, or if they are anyone else, even like people whom I know, if I'm going and walking, I used to be hesitant to just say hi up to them. But now I'm like, must ignore, I say hi, and many times this happens that I say hi and they don't say hi back because either they have not seen me or they think that I'm saying hi to someone else. But I hope nobody ignores me. I don't think anybody does. So, like, that has happened that I'm more confident now in saying that. I'm not as shy as I used to be. And then there's another thing of people using introvert as an excuse to not
Not
have,
socialize,
yeah, to not socialize and to, you know, not build their communication skills, people skills, which are very important in like professional job, unless you are doing some YouTube thing or like where you're not required people. So they use that as an excuse. I am an introvert, I say that, but I am very social and I like to socialize. But again, the definition of introvert, again, should we discuss that? What do you think is the definition of an introvert?
I don't know.
How do you define an introvert?
Well, I think it's introvert is like a mindset of me choosing to, like, keeping stuff to myself rather than, like, putting it out. Maybe, I don't know.
And what do you think is an extrovert?
Extrovert?
A person who is an extroverted person?
Well, yeah, extroverted person, like, he is not very hesitant to
he,
share.
He or they.
Yeah, anyways.
Equality for all.
Mm. So, not very hesitant to share stuff with other people.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it? Okay. I would, like that definition is, I would say, not the complete definition and maybe yeah. even incorrect. For mm-hmm. what I feel is the correct definition mm-hmm. is introverts recharge their energy when they are alone. So they can socialize, they can speak, do public speaking as well. They
obviously
can meet a lot of people and they can be excellent with people and communication skills. But they need time. They need their me time, alone time. Of course, extroverts too need that, but they recharge their energy. And I've experienced this myself as an introvert. Like, I would like to build good relationships, have nice time with friends, but then again, I need that personal time for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the extroverts, right? So extroverts recharge their energy when they are with people. So their energy grows. And I've seen this example happening with Tanish Gupta mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. your batch.
Mm-hmm.
Class of 2022. Batch of 2018. So yeah. So I've seen this thing with him in the morning. He's not as energetic. He's like, you can see it on his face as the day passes and he keeps on meeting the people and, you know, this smile starts coming and this glow on his face starts to come and you see the change in his energy. And I've noticed this and I was like, right, this is the, like, true thing. So everybody needs their alone time, but then neither of the things should be an excuse for anything, especially not having good social skills. And okay, so other mental changes which I think I might have experienced with 75 hard is a lot of things, man. This thought that I can come first in the cross country right now, I can do the dabang step with my belly, I'm that fat, but I still believe that with consistency and dedication and I'm sitting in front of you saying that, and a guy, you have not seen the stuff that I have seen, of course, because not always we put it out on camera. So what has happened, what I've seen is Jeetu is like, while I'm eating and making excuses that I'll start on 9th September and before that I'll eat junk food and I'll not exercise and stuff, I've seen him running rounds for the cross country. And on his account, Instagram account, which is at Zetazide Fitness, at Z-E-T-A Zide Fitness.
Yeah.
You'd like to spell it out?
Yeah. Z-E-T-A-Z-I-D.
Properly.
Z-E-T-A-Z-I-D. Zetazide.
Zetazide Fitness. At the rate, like, on Instagram.
You can give it in the description.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Saturday.
So
yeah.
So if you look for his account, he has mentioned this thing that he'll come first. And he just might. Because he's practicing and, like, he's dedicated and all these things. So he's running 3 or 4 rounds. You ran 4 rounds.
I
the cross
rounds.
Country is 3 so rounds.
I'm...
You ran 4 rounds.
No, I did not.
I saw you running the 4th round.
Man, that is guys.
Oh.
Maybe, like, my start point was in the front. So I had to run
so
the extra.
Yeah, you completed your 3rd round.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you tell us.
Mm. No.
Nice. Yeah, so anyway, so for what I saw was, he went on for his 4th round. Maybe he stopped after completing his 3rd.
Because my start point was like somewhere in between.
Yeah,
so, and NEP, so yeah.
So we crossed paths for the 3rd time. So I was, I am not committed right now to my fitness goals. Which is a very bad sentence, because commitment doesn't depend on other circumstances. Anyways, the point being, the 75 hard thing enabled me to think that it is possible for me to do that and achieve that. It has enabled me to think that about the possibility. So everyone knows that everything is possible. We say it all the time. Anything is possible. You can achieve anything you want. Blah blah blah. And all the stuff. But to internalize that and to realize that, that if you are saying that you can be build the biggest business selling Raj Kachori. So yeah. So that is one is that hypothetical setting in which you are saying. Other is where you actually believe with that conviction you are saying. So and I believe that when you say about the cross country, you also say it with that conviction because you know what is possible for you, right? With whatever you have done with your fitness, achieved with it. And even I believe it is possible, but I know if I don't stay dedicated, it won't happen. So cross country aside, that has like there's a mental switch now that has developed on certain things. So whenever I go for a run in this like this northeast point area somewhere around where I start to get exhausted. So but then and my mind says take a break, just walk for a few minutes or a few meters and then again start running. But I am proud to say that I've never stopped in between because once I do that, it opens up the floodgates for me to do that every single time. And then all these thoughts which the weak inner bitch voice which exists in all our heads which ruins everything in your life that is not right for you, now which all of the bad decisions that you have taken which you know them to be bad even when you are doing them. So like I ate pizza today, I knew that is not the thing which would benefit me long term, but that gave me short term happiness, so for that I ate it. That is the bitch voice. That is what 75 hard targets. And the reason I ate it today was because I did not do 75 hard correctly. If I had done it, I would not be eating all the junk food that I have been eating. But it is a mental switch, and that is why I believe that I'll be able to stop immediately. Like I'm eating all this junk food. For those who do not know, I've been eating a lot of junk food, and on 9th September, I believe, like on 8th, I could be eating pizza, but I believe this in my mind that on 9th, when the day starts, I decide that now I'm all in committed. It will be exercise and it will be nutrition. So the diet part of it would not be cheat meals. There would be no thing which I would deviate from. That is what I've come to believe. So, and this is the thing that makes you develop that belief in yourself, self-belief. And it can only be done by doing, by showing yourself that it is possible. When the mentality shifted from me not wanting to go for a run to me wanting to go for a run, especially when it was raining, when the weather was bad, when the circumstances were not ideal.
That is a switch, yeah.
And a lot of other things has happened. Like I refused, it was okay, I do not want to share the details, but it was someone's birthday, someone close to me, and they were very adamant on me eating something. So we went outside to eat, and I took them and I was like, you guys eat, I won't eat. But they were adamant. So I kind of had an argument. And again, so but like the thing is, it did not turn out so well, but I did not break my commitment. And that is the thing you develop.
You learn to say no to people.
Yeah.
Which you should when it comes to the...
And it starts with your healthy eating part because of the... 75 hard that you are doing, if you do not know already how to say no to people. So it starts with that and then it transfers to the other areas of your life. So you start to learn to say if there's a birthday party, you learn how to have a good time without eating the unhealthy food, or you in turn learn how to not go to a party because you know you won't be able to stop yourself from doing that. Either way, you learn how to say no, either for the party or for the food. And I went to Breezes, I went to other stuff, I went to Hotel Highway King and stuff. I did not eat any single outside thing. Like I went for the debate, by the debate club I went. So we went to Manipal University, Jaipur. So there, the major thing was the food. In the mess, we did not have the function of having a... food, like having a coupon for mess and stuff. So food was supposed to be purchased, and it was their tech fest going on, And there were a lot of stalls and there were a lot of tempting options, but I was like, you know, healthy eating, so I won't eat anything. And the people I was with, they ate the pizza and it looked very delicious, by the way. And I did not eat that, so I was like hungry for the whole day, except in the evening when we went outside. So I found a fruit vendor, I brought grapes from him, bananas, and I drank ganne ka juice, which is sugarcane juice. And that was the thing. So I said ki no refined sugar, but natural sugars I will take. So I used to really enjoy that sugarcane juice. So I drank that and I brought grapes for the next day as well. So it was a 2-day trip. So the next day also I had the same
meal. Wait, this was in between 75 hours, right?
This was in between 75.
So how did you finish your workout there?
I did the walking part there.
Okay, the 45 minutes of walking. Yeah. And then the other part?
Which part?
I mean, you have to do
books. Yeah, so for book I read something online. Mm-hmm. Or I remember I did not take the book. I went and read something online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And other than that, the water part I did. Yeah. It, the photo part I did it, and which leaves us with the workouts. I did 2 walks for 45 minutes.
Okay, cool.
And I did crunches in the hotel or the hostel, the room which I was staying in. So I did that crunches thing. Wow.
Crunches.
So yeah, I did those ab things. And apart from that, only walking I did. So the next time when I go, I need to do an even more intense workout. Walking is for babies, for me now at least. Like if you are starting out, again up to you to decide. So now that I look back on it, I think I went easy on myself. But again, there was not a lot of time. See, excuses. You learn to identify when you are making excuses as well. This has happened with me. I make excuses, but like lately it has never happened that I made an excuse and I did not realize that I made that was an excuse. So all this, like I'm saying 9 September I'll start. Why I'll start on 9 September and why not now is because I planned that I'll have parties and stuff, because last semester I started 75 hard. It went on till the end of the semester.
Mm-hmm.
So I started it in the middle of the semester.
Mm-hmm.
So there was stuff and like I got kind of social doubts. See, again, excuses that I was not eating and other people were eating.
Okay.
It, to me, it didn't affect, but other people were like, you also eat this and not done and stuff. So I was like, okay, now this time I will have some outings and stuff. So there's a Sham Dhaba trip planned, another Japanese trip planned or something. And then once I'm in, I'm all in. So then no tech festive stalls, which are tasty stalls. That is again just the bitch voice talking. So this is the things, like, what was my point? I forgot. The point was this, that this is an excuse that I'm making, that I will have these outings, then I will start. And I'll start on a Monday. That is the biggest mess of all. If you want to start, start now. But
either way, starting off is a good idea.
Yeah, the starting part is most important for you listening, you guys listening and watching. And I really hope you're watching or listening this at 2x or 3x the speed, because time is very valuable.
Yeah.
And I wish we had the option of recording it at a faster pace. Like, okay. Let's say we have 40 minutes worth of content recorded. We recorded it at, like, if we could get it done in just 20 minutes.
You could upgrade on 2x.
I could, but then people are there who watch it at 1x. And I like...
You should probably consider like cutting off the stuff which is not really good and then
no then the but stuff. Yeah. But then the podcast is not in its authentic part, no? Unless there's something see, the podcasts are supposed to be their raw authentic form.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Okay, I'm talking about the video.
Video, yeah, videos also same.
Authenticity again.
Yeah, you know Joe Rogan podcasts, which are like the number one podcast, ranked podcast.
Uh-huh,
so
yeah.
Joe Rogan podcasts are live streams on YouTube. There are no. Even like for me, if I need to edit out some part, mm-hmm. I can edit and upload.
Mm-hmm.
But they are live streaming on YouTube.
Yeah.
So there's no editing.
I get it. But
all of it is just right there.
Achha. So you shouldn't. Yeah. You should not be concerned about the time then, because authenticity is over time.
I was just saying ki, like people, if they are listening, I would just value their time, and I want ki they should also, if they can, listen it at 2x.
Sure.
Just like kind of, you know. Hack which I use is listen at 2x and 3x if I can, otherwise 1.5 or like speed is a very, very is a very important variable.
Gotcha. Yeah. So,
other than that, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
Not just 75 hard, it's you are here.
Okay. So, after 42 minutes, I'm here.
No, you are here from the start.
Yeah, but then but let's
we,
keep
we
this
covered
to
the main
part. Yeah, let's keep this to 75 hard.
So, we'll have one podcast with you separately.
Sure, that'll be great.
Yeah. So, this is about that, and anything else you want to add? Any tips you want to give, any advice which you want to give?
Wait, I've just been like 4 days and
but
the advice I can give like with that limit, very, very, very limited, what do you say?
Point of
time,
view,
yeah.
Perspective, yeah.
Is that I personally think the only way to conquer the 75 hard is to make a schedule and then stick to it.
Discipline.
Discipline, yeah, exactly. So once you get all the things in track, like suppose I decide that I'll take a photo at this time and then I kind of do it like twice or thrice. So like on day 3, so by day 4 you'll automatically be doing it in the schedule, right? So you won't forget anything. Just like some people, they forgot to take, they
photo.
Forget, yeah, they forget to take.
Yeah, this I would like to add on to that after you complete. Please.
Yeah, so people forget to take photos and they realize it on the day 70. So that is weird, right? So if you got a schedule, you wouldn't have problems like that. So that's what I think. That's it.
Even for me, I can't find my day 1 to day 10 photos. So I like. Took them and deleted them or something like.
Okay.
Like, which is a very stupid thing. So what another, okay, some tips. Adding on to what he said, na, the schedule part is a very good part and I'm glad you found it out in just 3 to 4 days of you doing that. Because the thing is, what worked for me was getting that book reading done. In the morning when you get up, when you go to the toilet, instead of your phone, you can take the book. Or you can set a certain time before you go to the bed. At night, before you are sleeping, you can like devote that time slot for you. So if it takes you 20 minutes or 30 minutes or even an hour, whatever works for you, makhi out of the frame. So whatever works for you, just allot that a time. Your 2 workouts, allot those a time. Your time for bath after workout and getting ready, allot that a time. Do that.
So
apart from the schedule. What I would say is, I forgot it, but again, your workouts also, I think you should plan it out, which I'm going to do. I'll also share my workout plan if anyone might be benefited from it. So the plan would be, because you have to do 2 workouts in a day and your muscles need the recovery time. You are not supposed to damage your body.
And each muscle requires different kind of
recovery.
Yeah. Different recovery
so
time.
So the legs, for example, require 72
hours.
72 hours,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And abs, like, you don't need to give that much time. Yeah, recovery time, yeah. They recover quickly.
So you need to then assign your workouts according to that. So just set a 7-day schedule of your workouts, Monday to Sunday. So 14 times you're working out in a week. And you define what the workout is, you define the recovery time. But then you also need to, you know, what you need to do is you also need to fix certain things, but be flexible with them. As to, so let's say I say ki I'll skip on every alternate day. But then I realize ki, oh, I can increase that frequency or decrease, or I need to decrease it because I'm not giving enough time to recover.
But I think you can plan it out pretty well.
Plus you can work it on the way. So it doesn't need to be perfect when you start. But your commitment needs to be there. That is the thing.
So.
And. So. Water part as well. Carry a bottle with you. A bottle with you.
And. Sometimes there's going to be people. Who'll be like, you know, dude, can I take a sip? So at
learn
that
to
point
say no
probably or, learn to say no or carry 2 water bottles because you shouldn't lose track of how much water you're drinking first of all. So that kind of happened with me. And I don't know, morals or something, whatever you call it, I don't refuse people when they ask me for water. Ask for water.
Same happens with me. I hate it when they do, but I cannot get myself to say no. I'm just like, water is water.
So that, yeah, and that probably call it carry 2 bottles.
Yeah.
My advice, yeah.
So, that water part is then, advice for book reading is just a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the morning is the best time after you wake up. Water thing, okay. Another thing for water is immediately after you wake up, now without brushing your teeth, the first thing I would recommend you to do is drink water. Just like you got up from your bed, drink 1 liter water, sip by sip.
Without brushing?
Yeah, without brushing, before you brush, because there's some helpful bacteria or something in your saliva. Mm-hmm. I don't know the details, but I got that from FitTuber. Credits to him and other sources as well. So, and probably while sipping it while sitting. So I'm not sure if it is true or not that if you drink water while standing, it causes arthritis. It is not, as I got to know from one of the sources. But then again, I did not do my personal research, so it is up to you. So there's that. For the water, drink 1 liter water, yeah, one bottle of water, and if you can, invest in a copper bottle. It has
and
many.
Don't lose it.
Don't lose it. People steal.
Okay.
Anyways. The third part, the book is done, the exercise is done. Mm-hmm. The two workouts, okay, again, one of them needs to be outdoors. So, yeah, do that. If it is like a hurricane is out there, or tsunami, as he said, don't go outside. Don't be a stupid fool, yeah. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
It's not mental toughness. Mental sharpness also is another aspect. So, don't be a fool, man.
Be mentally tough, but then...
Yeah. You need to be aware, na? Like if the lightning is striking 50 times or something.
Yeah, then it makes no sense.
That is a very rare thing, but of course, then it's not outdoor workout, yes. So you usually need to have this ability to overcome these obstacles which come. So let's say you plan that you'll do the outdoor workout in the morning and then go to the gym in the evening. But then for some reason you could not go to the morning. Then you need to plan. You need to, in that 24-hour day period itself.
You have to finish both workouts. Yeah.
You need to then adapt and improve. And these all develop these things. Like, are you getting it right now? That how these develop the qualities that you require for later?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess a lot of people are coming now. So we need to stop this before it gets too noisy or something.
Yes.
Plus we have already covered most of it.
Yeah, and so, yeah.
Time is fine. If they're listening, I hope they listen like as much as till the time it brings them value.
Okay.
But I don't think a lot of people will be listening to this because we did not do marketing of it in such a way.
But then either way, I think 50 minutes of content is like boring to grasp and stuff like that. So my personal thing, I prefer editing videos.
Shorter,
and then putting the best parts, what you need to know, yeah. So, but since Prithvan, you have a different point of view, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
For the podcasting, I would say, Plus, what I could do is, like, at a later stage, first my laptop needs to get working, that is another thing.
Which is going to happen tonight, so yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah, so optimism as well. But the thing is, what we could do is, put the best parts as short clips, as trailers, to attract them to listen the whole podcast. Yeah, but your perspective is I got it.
Yeah.
But yeah, again. But this is another thing. If anyone else also wants to start a podcast, number one thing is please begin. It may not be perfect later on, but just begin. You may quit. Yeah, you should not, but again, it's up to you. You are the judge and the jury, but just begin. Just go through it. Right? And I have seen this thing benefiting that one or two people with whom I have had this conversation with, like, we agreed to disagree on something. So, someone was like, don't tell the name of the guest on the podcast.
Okay.
So that people will be excited. I was like, yeah, they will be, but I think they need to know who they are as the guest. So, personal preference again. So, and I'm glad I'm just, like, this is the Apunka thing. So, I get that thing. Selfish or immature, maybe, whatever. But then again, you don't run into these conflicts with a lot of people. And do start your own thing. So we are straying away from the topic. So 75 hard and the raining has stopped. So we'll then go back. So thank you guys for listening. Anything else you want to end with?
Nothing else, man. Yeah, thank you guys. I hope I probably contributed to the video. Maybe.
I did a lot of speaking, I know. which I do not want to do as a guest because people are here for the guest, and as a host I should not
But then here the point was 7500, and I hope we conveyed the message to the people, and then
that is the main thing.
And then please do join, guys. It's the single best thing you can do for to transform your life. If you got, if you got nothing to do, trust me, if you got nothing to do, just start with 7500. Let's see if you can build that mental strength.
Yeah.
You know, just give
it a shot. Especially if you have got nothing to do. And if you have got everything else to do, do take out time for this, because people like Andy Frizzella has 9 companies to run, as he says. And he's still taking out time for this. He also runs his own podcast, which has a lot of audience.
MFCO project.
Yeah, the MFCO project, which has a lot of audience. And like, it's the top number one business podcast in the world. So he does a lot of stuff. He's still doing that 75 hard. He doesn't need to do it. Try and understand why are people doing it. Try it for yourself. And the reason I wanted Jeet to be is, apart from that he's the only one on campus who has experienced some part of 75 hard, is because I wanted to show you that he did it for only 4 days of total experience. But still, imagine if he understood that worth in the 4 days. What will it do for you in 75 days? How will your mentality shift? How will your life change? It will build all those basic building blocks which you need, like self-respect, self-esteem, self-belief, integrity, grit, perseverance, and etc. etc. The people are also okay, so I guess with that we finish. Yeah. And guys, please do join us. It is the single greatest thing I guarantee you that you can do. And try and prove me wrong, okay? I don't think, first of all, is join. Okay? And prove me wrong that this is not the single greatest thing. Because if there's anything other than that you think is better for your personality development, I will also join you in that.
And I think starting in a group gives you that motivation, competition kind
does.
Of a thing.
It does,
healthy way.
And also, if you are not with a group, still do it. It gives you another kind of motivation that all these people are not doing it. I am the person who is doing it. Yeah. Especially when you start to experience those effects. And within 4 or 5 days, guys and girls, and like guys in general, neutral term again, I guarantee you will start to experience those changes. And imagine if you experience those in 5 or 10 days or 4 days, what will happen if you do it correctly? Without any mess ups for 75 days. So with that, I end, and do it, and do prove me wrong. I don't believe you will be able to complete it. Right now, I'm saying for whosoever is listening, and I would love for you to prove me wrong. Okay? And I for sure am going to do it. Thank you, man. Thank you.